Bow hunters are some of the hardest working hunters there are. Most of us work hard all year long just to get a couple weekends or burn our vacation time to sit in a tree. And just like the American blue collar worker, we're trying to balance work, family, faith, and a little time for ourselves in the great outdoors. Now let me introduce you to Trollco Clothing, a brand built by blue collar workers for blue collar workers. Workwear, comfortable tees, hoodies and hats for both men and women, Trollco represents the hardworking American. So whether you're operating heavy equipment, wrenching on engines, or in a factory living that shift life, Trollco has your back, literally. Head to trollco.com/hunting. That's trollco.com/hunting and enter the discount code Empire25 for 25% off of your first order. Trollco, for the hardworking American. This time of year, you're going to find me jigging for crappies off my father-in-law's boat, celebrating a successful turkey hunt, or just sitting on the back deck watching time go by with a quality cigar from Thompson Cigar. Thompson Cigar has been around since 1915, offering the widest array of cigars and cigar accessories at very affordable prices. Thompson Cigar offers your favorite brands like Swisher Sweets, Cohiba, Backwoods, and Monte Cristo shipped fresh directly to your door. Also, be sure to check out their 5-pack fever deals and join their value club for big savings. Visit thompsoncigar.com and enter the discount code SE at checkout for 20% off of all orders over $75. Thompson Cigar, quality cigars at affordable prices.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. Since 1988, Whitetail Institute has been perfecting annual and perennial seed products specifically for hunters who plant food plots. Their seeds have been engineered to be palatable, high in protein, and extremely attractive to deer. Whether you live in the Deep South or Midwest farm country, they have products that will help you grow your best food plot yet. For more information about their seeds and their blends, visit whitetailinstitute.com. Enter the discount code SE15 for 15% off.
Two Good & Co. coffee creamers are made with farm-fresh cream, real milk, and contain 3 grams of sugar per serving. That's 40% less than the 5 grams per serving in leading traditional coffee creamers for a rich, delicious experience. Whether you enjoy your coffee hot, cold, bold, or frothy, Two Good coffee creamers make every sip a good one. Two Good coffee creamers, real goodness in every sip. Find them at your local Kroger in the creamer aisle.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Jacob. Thank you for joining me. This is Hunt Detail, and it's August 6th. Welcome. And we're really close to the kickoff of several seasons, not only out west, but here in the east or the Midwest. And I hope all your hunt planning is going well. Hope you've got a chance to get out and set out some cameras, shoot your bows, all of that. I did all of that this weekend. I have access to about 100 acres. It sets up terribly. It's mostly, there's a lot of corn, and then that corn is south of the wooded area, and the deer tend to bed on, you know, near the food, and we get a lot of south winds. So not only are you walking through the food to get to wherever you want to hunt, unless you're going to hunt on the ground, but we get a lot of south wind and it's blowing right to the deer or whatever. So it's not ideal, but it is a nice place to get out to, because it's knock on door private. It does get a lot of pressure during gun season. And so I tend to be the only bow hunter, which is fine. And, I set up a couple trail cams, really just to get inventory, because it gets so much gun pressure. I don't think there's any really good mature resident bucks. Now, I will get during, you know, as we get closer to the end of October, you obviously get other bucks that are cruising. It's the gentleman that owns it, he's a farmer, and he wants, if it moves, he wants it dead. Or if it has any impact on his crops, he wants it dead. And so that's unfortunate because, again, that's why there's a lot of gun hunting pressure. But it is knock on door. It's not a lease. So I get a chance to hunt it and not really pay anything. Now, I do help them out from time to time. And when I can't stop by there this weekend, I actually help pick green beans and committed to him that I want to help him with the pumpkins that he picks and sells locally. And I've given them gift cards and thank you cards and that sort of thing over the past few years. And we've killed a number of deer off of it, but, but it was great. I set up some sticks in a area. And I think that I've overcomplicated things hunting this piece of property, where in early season, I tend to set up on oak flats as a staging area prior to the deer coming out to the corn. And that has worked, but quite honestly, I think setting up on the edge of the field is really where I need to put myself and almost like a series of observation sits. And I've never done that because I just feel like I have an idea of where some of the larger bucks would bed if they spend some time here on this property in early season. And that's usually worked out for me. They bed sort of on another property and they come through a wooded area and then come through to get sort of to the corn, I guess. But I think last year it was early season and I was out in the field area and I could see deer of all shapes and sizes, bucks of all shapes and sizes coming out from different points. And I just thought, you know what? I need to set up and hunt this field and sort of as an observation sit. Now, I'll be bow hunting. So it's not, obviously it's not going to be a slam dunk based on whatever I see, but I think I need to spend more time near the corn and not necessarily in the woods here if I early season and try to give that a go. And the way another dynamic is that the wooded area, there's so much thick brush and cover on the edges and it's a lot of small trees, so it doesn't set up where you could say traditionally put up a tree stand or even get up in a saddle without quite a bit of effort. And there's really just a small diameter tree, I would say maybe 12 inches in diameter, and that seems to be the best tree I can get in. And thankfully with a saddle, that's not a real problem, but it just felt great. It was a lot of fun just to do that. Now today we're going to spend more time going through some of the data that came out of the James Yates Broadhead and Arrow study. And we're going to talk about some of the broadhead data. I think that was interesting in some of the vein data that I thought was interesting. A couple of things before we get to that. I'm going to look at my notes here. First Light came out with a whitetail pack, a mobile whitetail pack. It's called Transfer Light Pack. Now, it's not, I have no affiliation with them at all, but I thought it was a pretty good looking pack. And in terms of it's modular, you can add things, take things away. When it hangs, it sort of hangs open and flat. And it's expensive. It's $230. But if you're in the pack market, you may want to check it out. I thought it was interesting. I'd honestly prefer to hold it and see it and touch it to see how it perform or what it feels like, how my gear would fit into it, that sort of thing. But I thought I'd mention it here. Of course, the Bass Pro Shop Cabela's catalogs came in the mail recently. That's always fun to get that and look through that. And so it's in the air. It's definitely in the air. So our final week of the Relight giveaway, our final winner was John. And so John is going to get a sample pack of Relight and some hunt detail stickers. And anybody that entered will get the same. They'll get some stickers and they'll get a, if they didn't win, they're going to get a single stick of Relight. So everybody basically wins. And so I'll just throw this out here for those that are listening now. If you want a sample pack of Relight, maybe some hunt detail stickers, message me the word detail on Instagram. Just do it now and give me your address and I'll drop some in the mail. And this will be sort of the last week that I offer this. Won't be able to give away any more sample packs, you know, the six pack of the samples, but a single stick of Relight and some stickers. I'm happy to do that and really appreciate your all support. Now the word detail also is a coupon code. If you go to Redmond Salt, they have salt, seasonings, and they sell the electrolyte mix Relight. You go there, use the word detail. You're going to save 15% on any order. It could be your first or your second or whatever. It's fantastic. And they have really great products. Comes out of Utah. And also, if you use the word detail at another partner of ours, Raw Rev, you're going to save 20% on your first order. This is, they sell protein bars that are really low in sugar, 12 to 13 grams of protein. I like the dark chocolate chip peanut butter, and they're very peanut butter based. And so I would encourage you to check out Raw Rev, buy a bunch of those for the upcoming season while you're in your saddle or tree stand, or maybe you're out west. It's a great sort of mid-morning snack or even sort of meal replacement. And so the Raw Rev bars are fantastic. So let's talk about, one last thing. On the Hunt Detail YouTube channel, in the next few weeks, I'm going to drop a video on looking at high-end hunting knives. And this is going to be really exhaustive. And I'm not only just looking at, a lot of knife reviews might just be like the handle or the shape of the blade or whatever. This is specifically looking at the steel, the type of steel, the toughness of that steel, the edge retention, and the corrosion resistance of that steel. And there's a lot of different steels that are used, and it can be a bit overwhelming. And so it's an interesting category. It's a category that I really wanted to look at for a long time. And now I have some time and some information that can really help me put something together. So, because we've all seen the really expensive knives, and more specifically, the really expensive hunting knives. And I want to shed some light on maybe where there's value and maybe where, you know, maybe you should, you know, save your money or avoid. Because there's different types of steels. Now, every type of steel is different and they can offer something of value based on the situation. But I think it'll be helpful. I think you'll find it very enlightening. And I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 different types of steel. And so it'll help you understand when you see that knife and you see that steel, you'll understand what are the pros and the cons of that type of knife and that type of steel. But that'll be dropping soon. So go to the Hunt Detail YouTube channel and subscribe and you'll see that. I'll eventually talk about what my findings are here on this podcast. So let's talk about the James Yates study. Again, he's, I believe, the editor of Western Hunter Magazine. He partnered with Easton precision cut archery, Black Ovis. He wanted to get some answers to questions that he had, and he paid for everything, all the materials. So this was not something that was sponsored by anybody. He obviously, he worked with some organizations like Easton to use their pneumatic shooting machine. He used the setup of the standard bow. It was a 27-inch arrow, a 28-inch draw, 70 pounds. He would shoot out sometimes out to 80 yards, but in most cases it was 60, 287 feet per second. It was a Hoyt Alpha AX2. 29. And so last week I talked about some of the groupings of broadheads, and today I was going to touch on some more broadhead data that I thought was really interesting. So the first one, or the first piece here, is aerodynamics. And he using that baseline arrow build, each arrow was shot 12 times at 60 yards. And he measured the drag coefficient of each of these broadheads based on that baseline arrow build, and he used a Garmin Zero chronograph to measure drag at a half yard, 30 yards, and 60 yards. And so what does that mean exactly? Well, when you're the greater the drag that you have on the arrow, the greater reduction that you have on the speed of that arrow. And obviously, there's going to be some level of drag, even with a field tip. And so I'm looking for, I'll go through the rankings themselves and then talk about, okay, so from a drag standpoint, he shot several different field tips, and the impact on the arrow was minimal, but there was impact on from a field tips standpoint. But from the drag constant, the most aerodynamic was a Thorn Rift, and then a Beast 2.3, and these are all mechanical broadheads, and then an Evolution Outdoors Hide. And then you have the Schwacker 261, the Sever 1.5, the Rage Hypodermic No Collar Tripan, the Sever Hybrid, believe that is a, yeah, that's a 100 milligrams, the Sever Hybrid 2.0, and the G5 Mega Meat finish last as it relates to the mechanicals. Now, mixed in there were the fixed blade broadheads. And so the Magnus Stinger 2-blade, from a drag standpoint, was similar to the Sever 1.5. The Sever 1.5 came in fifth. The first fixed blade was the Magnus Stinger 2-blade. And then as you work down, the Iron Will Solid 100 grain. And then you have the Grim Reaper Pro Series 3-blade. The worst of the fixed blades, and this was by a far margin, was the Iron Will Wide 100 grain. That one is almost off the charts. It's so bad from a drag standpoint. And also at the back end are the Grim Reaper Micro Hades, Iron Will Single Bevel, Iron Will Vented, Slick Trick Standard, Muzzy Trocar. The Muzzy Trocar and the G5 Mega Meat are almost the same as it relates to drag. And in fact, the Exodus Full Blade is also similar to the G5 Mega Meat. And that's really frustrating, or not frustrating, but disappointing, because I love the Mega Meat. I'm a big fan, but you can't argue with the numbers. It's 60 yards. You know, it is having impact on that arrow flight from a feet per second. It's reducing that speed. So now, as it relates to, let's look at wind drift. And if I can find that information, this is okay, normalized wind drift. So simulating, so this is a simulation. This simulated normalized wind drift for every vane combination in the study with 95% confidence intervals. It was modeled using precision cut archery ballistics engine, simulating a 450 grain arrow launched at 280 feet per second with a, in a 10 mile an hour crosswind. And they have a 40 yard plot and an 80 yard plot and a 120 yard plot. I'm just going to focus on the 40 yard plot. So again, this is not actual data. This is just based on the data that they collected, and they used software to simulate it. So the iron, or say the Thorn Rift, would have at 40 yards with a 10 mile an hour wind would have a wind drift of about 2.5 inches. And then the Beast and the Evolution are about a little over 2.5. And it goes all the way out to the Iron Will Wide, which would have wind drift of over 3.5 inches. So, you know, this was a simulation. I think it's interesting because it shows or it communicates what can happen with just a slight 10 mile an hour wind at 40 yards to your arrow, depending on what type of broadhead you're using. And it looks like they did that same thing with looking at drag and looking at wind drift based on vanes. And so I'll go through a few of those. So the drag constant, the top three, these were all three fletch. They were all 2-degree helical. And it was the flex fletch, FFP 187, AEE Max 2.0 shield cut, and AEE Max 23. And all of these were the top three, and it sort of separated themselves a little bit from the rest of the group as it relates to the lowest level of drag. Now, they took that same information and looked at wind drift. And, of course, this was a 10-mile-an-hour wind at 40 yards, and the wind drift in inches... 8 inches for the Flex Fletch FFP AE Max 2.0 shield cut and AE Max 23 were also a little over 8 inches. It's really interesting. And and then it goes all the way out to 10 inches with the last set of vanes. This is a 4-fletch, 2-degree helical, the AE Max Stealth. So I don't know. I guess when it comes to these simulations, I'm not skeptical, but I think it's interesting data. How it plays out in real life, I don't know. But I think it's interesting to look at this. I would encourage you to go to James Yates's Instagram. You'll find all the links for all of the data there, and you'll be able to evaluate it for yourself. I think in particular, the broadhead data is interesting. I think the vane data is somewhat interesting, specifically to me, as it relates to the helical or the 3-fletch versus the 4-fletch or straight vanes. But with that, I think we'll put we'll wrap this episode up with that data. Really appreciate your support. Appreciate your time. Get out there and get your cams out. Get your presets out. And we will talk again next week. Thanks again. All the best.
Where's your playlist taking you? Down the highway? To the mountains? Or just into daydream mode while you're stuck in traffic? With over 4,000 hotels worldwide, Best Western is there to help you make the most of your getaway. Wherever that is. Because the only thing better than a great playlist is a great trip. Life's the trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Book direct and save at bestwestern.com.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.